Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
She was very interested in coming to the temple. She took a picture with us. She gave $30 donations.
So, 30? Yeah. That's the second $30 donation we heard about today.
And so so very, very ripe person. So they're there. And just as Haridwan Prabhu was saying, we were just about to leave that place and we changed our mind. Krishna kept us there and then we had such a beautiful result.
Was that door to door or store to door?
Door to door.
Door to door.
Yeah.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for inspiring all of us. It was so inspiring. One of the apartments we went, Sunil Prabhu already described. I want to give a little more detail on that. So they were two persons, and both were in a very shabby state, I would say. I mean, they said, we are broke, our legs are broken, we don't earn anything, my wife is taking care of me, so please don't expect anything from me. So they made us also feel miserable for initially. And and he said, why there are so many miseries? There are 40% of the population so bad, 20% don't care. And I'm thinking, where am I? I'm in which 40%, whether I'm in that 20% or 40%. And I had no answer to give that, how to solve all these miseries, because nothing came to my mind to say philosophy, oh, that this is how you solve your misery. But I don't know what Krishna's plan was. After 5 minutes, we just started talking that about whatever tips you had given. And somehow one of those guys became favorable. And he started listening. Then Mataji also jumped in, and with all three of us, were talking to them for like 15 minutes. And both of them ended up with one Bhagavad Gita copy for each one of them. It was so wonderful.
Both Haribo.
Unbelievable. So my big realization today was that on the face of it, our first judgment about any person is, oh, he's a bad person, he's a shabby person. But everyone has the same heart, same Krishna inside. So it's just when they see it that in a different perspective, it changes. So after we left, we felt they are so nice people, and they are very ready to come here. They took all the address and all that.
This is a very important point you made. In the Sri Upanishad, it says, one who systematically sees all living entities, anupashyati, means following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas and the scriptures to understand and see how all living entities are spiritual sparks. So when you do this book distribution, you come to see that. This is, I told you, this is high sadhana. When you go out and you begin to see vidya vinaya sampane, that you can't judge who the person is, you genuinely discover this for yourself when you go out on book distribution and meet people one-to-one. Thank you for sharing that. Right there.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hold that right next to your chin. Like that.
Okay. So, like, we went to book distributing. Like, I expected, like, more people in the shops and, like, Indian people to, like, to get more books. But, like, I didn't actually expect lots of people to, like, take books. Like, I thought, like, most people would just tell us to go out or something. But, like, I was surprised by the people who, in the responses, like, I think once, like, outside there was, like, a truck. Like, there was a truck, like, I think it was it was some store, not some Thai store or something. So, like, the worker outside, he was really interested. So, like, but, like, he had $2. So, like, we gave him, like, he was Spanish, so we, like, gave him the Spanish copy of Bhagavad Gita. So, and then, like, he was interested, and, like, I didn't expect him to actually take it. I expected him to say, like, something else, but, like, I was surprised.
So it exceeded your expectations.
Yes, Prabhu.
Haribo. Nice work you did today. And you sold the Spanish book too. Very smart. Very good. Okay, you get one shot, Armand. Take your shot.
So when we... So there was a lady in a dentist. She was waiting for an appointment. So she said... She was a Korean. So she said... No, I don't want to take the book. But then someone gave her a lollipop that made her get the book.
Microphone.
The salon lady back to the salon to give the book in Farsi.
Yeah.
So he took me to the Subway store, which was next door, and yeah. There was a guy who had recently came from India, and then he said, "I do not have money," and he said, "My Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said that I have to chant this mantra to you," and he was very persistent, and he went back, and I think the other guy went back to he got $10 for him. And Armand gave him the Higher Taste book.
Yeah, Armand was all over the place and really engaged. And I saw one place where he approached somebody and he gave him a card and said, "Will you pray with me?" The guy said, "Sure." And he taught him the mantra.
Hare Krishna.
Good job.
Maharaj.
Yes.
Accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
And today's experience is very powerful for me. And we went group with Vamsi Bihari, Vamsi Bihari Prabhu, and we gave up four Bhagavad Gitas and two Signs of Self-Realization and two small books, two three small books. So experiences, like first we went door to door actually, and first block, nobody opened the door. And then second block, we went one person, open the door, and then we talk about a little bit of philosophy. And he heard about that Bhagavad Gita. So he is a ripened fruit. So he took it very nicely and gave a lot of pennies. And second, actually, the Prabhu talk about the two shabby people. They are totally initially very unripe. We are very against about the listening and thing. And after that, we were keep argument about society have this problem, that problem, all the politicians doing this, nothing, and I think they don't have a job and all that. They're just sitting there and smoking. So when we question, whatever question they're asking is like on the life and a lot of society problems and all that. So we just told them, like, if you read the Bhagavad Gita, then you have all the answers in there. Whatever questions you are asking, one person asked the question, like, I did so much auspicious, so much nice, did nice thing for other people, but result is getting not proper, or like he feel like that there's no happiness or in the world, or so he was. This thought process is like that, and so we argue and we talk about Bhagavad Gita a little bit deeper, and then they took the Bhagavad Gita to Bhagavad Gita, I gave that one Muslim person, student actually. They listened very nicely, very calmly, and so they didn't give much donation though, but he took Bhagavad Gita very nicely. So
Very good. Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. This was initially we had a very negative experience that people were not really interested. And we knocked one door and nobody was opening. We three people were there, and from other door a black person shouting in the house, you know, is open, and I dared not to ask him because he was already shouting. And then he walked away down in the car, and then his wife followed, and one of our devotees went and asked, this is a book of yoga and so on and so forth. But he was very seriously looking. End of the day he took it, and then he gave $5 for that book. And we just thought, you know, $10 is the cost, but you know, we remember that you saying that sometimes we should not be too sticking to the price and all. Okay, he said, I will read this book because you are saying this will become free from anxiety. I'll read that. And later we went to another house and we knocked at the door, and one old lady came on a wheelchair. She was not in a position to walk, and it so happened that she's also suffering with Parkinson's. She was all shivering, hands and legs and everything, but she wanted to understand of the sufferings. You know, I just explained second chapter, 14th shloka, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya, and then I made her to read that thing. But I realized it that she was having a question mark, that because it is said that one should tolerate without getting disturbed. But what does it mean in a sense? Then she was very happy to take the book. And then I said, the result of tolerating this is given in the 18th chapter, 66th shloka, Sarva Dharman Paritija. When you get some time, you can read it. She gave $20, and devotees were saying after that she searching that shloka and she started reading there itself.
Did you say $30?
She said she gave $20.
$20, so that makes up for the five, right?
Yeah.
It all comes out in the wash. We're hearing a lot of big donations. There were a couple 30s, 20s. We got a lot of 20s. And, you know, if you go for free, whatever, it balances out. That's extraordinary. These stories are amazing. Thank you very much.
Oh. And, talking about the two guys, like, the shabby people, and they are in the end, they were so excited to read the Bhagavad Gita, and I showed them, like, there's a how to read Sanskrit and all that. They were so excited. And they say, oh, I'm going to read that.
That's pretty good. You gave a Sanskrit lesson out there, too. Very good. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is my family's first time going on any book distribution together, so it was a wonderful experience in your presence. One thing I've noticed is that individually we may all have some fears of going out, distributing books, what to say. But when you collectively come together as a group, it empowers you, gives you so much confidence that, yes, I want to be the next one to do that. So that was a very enlivening feeling, and I look forward to the next time Naperville or Kishore Kishore has an MSF and we can participate. The other thing I've noticed is that coming together and doing MSF really brings a community together. Naturally, sometimes you don't know the other devotees, you've never talked to them, never conversed with them, but it's one of the six almost loving exchanges that you hear about when you come together and you share ideas. So that was also really pleasing to see. Thank you.
Another thing that devotees at ISV have pointed out because of the children Sankirtan, because they've really developed it there. I mean, there are almost 80 kids or something that go out on book distribution together. And the parents say that when they come to the temple and do service, the kids do something else. They go to Sunday school or whatever, and then the parents do their service. But this is one of the services where the parents and the kids get to be together all day long doing the same service. And it's pretty rare to have that. But book distribution offers that. And I like what you said about how it brings the community together. You're meeting people, you get to see the devotees in action, and a lot of times it's surprising. It's like, I didn't know that person was so expert or inspired and things like that. It's very nice, right? Very good. Who's next? Oh, yes, please. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I'm coming to USKCON for the past 1.5 years. Today is the first day in the book distribution for me. Thank you. And today when the car starts, when the journey begins, what I felt is like, today is the first day I felt I am part of the movement what Prabhupada has started.
Haribo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and, you caught your Jaladuta.
So, I was with the other devotees. Initially I was upright, even to knock the door. Another devotee was there. When you're knocking the door, let it be hard. Hard to knock it. So I was so afraid, what will happen if they open the door? So I will just knock it and 2-3 steps back I'll come. And I'll just wait whether they're opening or how their reaction will be. But we managed to do a good job. Yes, we are able to distribute Bhagavad Gita. And what I felt is like, at the end of the conversation, we gave them the card, temple card. Today is good that it's Saturday, so we told them tomorrow we have a Sunday fest in our temple. You please make it and we'll be there to receive you. We told them, and we believe that at least 2 or 3 people will turn up to our temple tomorrow. So we felt that. And we gave the card for them for the temple. In the same way, the Bhagavad Gita, today what I felt is like Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's visiting card. Maybe he is giving it.
Yes.
He's introducing.
Very good.
So they'll come to temple.
I can just tell you, you have a very, very bright future in book distribution and devotional service. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pass it back that way, behind you.
So, interesting turn of events for us. Subal Prabhu was a real big asset for us because he's trilingual. Not bilingual, but wow. Trilingual. So
English, Spanish, and what else?
And
what?
So, interesting turn of events. We went to this apartment complex that had both a gated community, kind of, you know, the buzzers. And then there was one that was open. So in the beginning when we went, we were really discouraged, kind of, when we knocked on doors, nobody opened. We kind of gave up and then we said, okay, what do we do next? So Subal Prabhu said, let's follow the leader. Let's call, whoever's coordinating. So we went around in circles, waited there for a couple minutes, and then we all decided that we're going to go back to the same spots. Different buildings. So we walk up to the first one, nothing happened. Second one, the first one, Subal Prabhu went and he knocked. There were children there. He made them chant the holy name a couple of times and they received it. There was no adult there. The second spot that we went happened to be a lady, I think in her early 30s. She was a programmer, African descent. So we started talking, and she said, I already have the Bhagavad Gita.
Wow.
So Subal Prabhu said, Toka Krishna, do you have Krishna book? I said, sure, here it is. So you got to have those books to really produce them there.
Yeah.
That's one. And then what happened is, she says, after looking at that book, she takes it in her hand. I said, there are nice 90 stories there, just read it, just that. Then she's saying, I don't have any money. We said, Subal Prabhu came back and said, we don't accept money. Write on what you had taught him. He did it plus some. So we said, we can get you a card reader. So I think Mataji came up with the card reader and then they were talking and she said, it's $10. And she said, no, take $30.
Another 30.
And to top that up, the best part was, this was the kicker. That she says, I've been thinking about you, Hare Krishnas, for the last 4 days. This was really, really amazing. I got goosebumps, when I heard that. And here we are knocking on her door.
Well done, well done, well done. Sadhu, sadhu.
So just one inspirational observation and a comment, that if we put our heads together, if we put our, you know, leave our differences behind, have a common goal. If Tirupati temple can do 35 crores, we can raise the money for our temple.
Haribo!
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
First of all, I had attended your seminar when you had come at Kishore Kishori last time. I was so fearful of book distribution. I never really attempted after that. And this time, when observing you and listening to it again, it gave me little strength. So I was observing myself that I was not afraid of approaching people. So that fear is gone. And the interesting thing, we also went door to door to the apartment complex, and most of them didn't open their doors, even though I could see the ACs on or whatever. They would peek, but they wouldn't open their doors. And I was getting a little disheartened. Then I remembered your story about how for half hour you had no, and then one person finally opened the door and accepted the book. So I, that gave me courage again, and I said I shouldn't get disheartened. So we rang, knocked on another door, and the lady opened the door, and we told her we are here distributing books on yoga and meditation, and she immediately said, "Ah, bhakti yoga." And I was amazed. I was like, "Oh, you're familiar with this?" She's saying, "Law." And then I gave her our card, and she said, "Oh, the Hare Krishnas. Many years ago, I had received one." And so it was like we were reconnecting with her. And so she went through the book, and she was so happy. She even stepped outside her apartment and started chatting with us, and she gave us $20.
Haribo! That was very touching about how you had seen it before, and you had some fear, and then you overcame it today, and how you drew on that story, and you had success, and now you have some major momentum. Seen it for yourself, how we're instruments, right? Bravo. Well done. Really well done. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, okay, Maharaj.
One, two. One, two. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so this was my first door-to-door book distribution experience. I always wanted to do it and see how it is when compared to street, you know, going on street, MSF. It didn't start well. It's as though, like, everyone had the same experience, even, you know, during the book distribution. So we went, the first guy, he said, "Oh, I'm cooking now, you know, please, I don't have time for all this." Then his dog comes running out, so he has to come out. And he came out, and then he spoke to us, and he said, "I don't have time for it right now, but come back later, and then we'll talk to you." And then we said, "Okay, we'll come back in 1 hour." He said, "Okay, okay." You know, so he just wanted to. So a couple of unripe, you know, fruits first. Then we ran into this lady who opened the door for us, and she was like, "Okay, what is this about?" And then the moment we said, "Books for yoga and meditation that will relieve you from stress," she was like, "Oh, stress, wait, let me call my husband out." So, she got him out, and you know, we got to know after talking to them, he had just lost his job. They were under, you know, stress, and we spoke about Bhagavad Gita, we showed him all the pictures. He was very interested in, you know, where the temple is, and so on and so forth. And they didn't have much money, it seemed like. And also because of their situation, we had to give it out for like $3. They could only manage to give out $3. So we said, "Okay, fine, no problem. I'm sure this book is going to help you." And we gave that book, and then we moved on. The next house, and just, you know, next house, there was this family which looked Indian. So I said, "Oh, you look like Indian. Where are you from in India?" And they said, "We're Pakistanis." So, okay, wow, that's great. We're from Pakistan. So the guy said Karachi, and we told the same thing about yoga and meditation. And he woke up his son because he said, okay, let me, my son talk to you. And the son came out and he said, oh, wait, I'll call my sister. And then the sister came and she said she was into this theology and studying, you know, multiple religions and stuff like that. So she was like, I was looking for some Bhagavad Gita translation and, you know, you guys are here. And then she took the book. She gave a, I think, $12, $13 donation. And, you know, that kind of encouraged us and, you know, that you know, took us to, you know, through the rest of the book distribution. So those kind of little encouragements that just, you know, took us. And, I mean, we all also saw some unripe and ripe fruits later. But this was like, you know, like you were sharing this morning that don't get bogged down, you know, turn on the robot switch and keep going, you know. So that helped us a lot. And thank you so much again for coming to Chicago and doing this. We owe you a lot, and please keep coming back. Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj.
So when I watched you distributing the books, I was feeling that smoothly and naturally it is going. Perhaps I have agenda in my heart and I can't do it ever because I have some agenda and I just want to get it done. So, and I asked you this question and you said that just observe for today. Another Prabhu also said that observe. So I was like complacent, okay, today I don't have to do anything. I have to just observe and learn. And then Himangi Mataji and Premarasa Mataji splitted the group suddenly and they said, okay, now we will go. So I said, okay, I will come. And then two ladies were coming and Premarasa Mataji said, go, 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 Mataji, ask them, ask them. And I was like, hi. And she said, hi. And she just went. I said, I mean, I was gulping like a lot of saliva that time. That, and I was feeling so embarrassed that, wow, I was not ready for it at all. And I went back to Premarasa Mataji in an accountability mood that I told her, I'm sorry, I was not ready. But then I kept on thinking about it and there was one lady sitting into the car and she was reading some book. So Himangi Mataji and Premarasa Mataji went ahead in a shop and I was still thinking, should I approach her? Should I not? Should I approach her? Should I not? And I went with them, but I came back and I just prayed to Guru Maharaj, Krishna, I saw you, my mentor, and I just keep praying and I just approached her. And literally I was reading the script. And in between just whatever was coming to me. But then she said, I know very well about stress. But then I said, you don't look stressed at all. And she was kind of happy. So she was actually into the conversation and she took the book for $20.
Haribo!
It was really, I mean, I owe a lot to you and the whole team of devotees that they broke my fear at least. And also I would like to share that I got a glimpse of genuinity. What is genuinity means? That really there are people out there who are looking for such things. And I can also be genuine with them. So that part that I have an agenda and all that, that was kind of little bit washed away for me. So thank you very much.
Sadhu, sadhu. Well done.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. It's the last 2 days, it's like as if I'm in a different world. And especially while watching you in those malls, I'm like, what is this I'm watching? It's completely unreal in the sense, never imagined like something like that can happen in real world. One thing, it really touched me as you were sharing yesterday and again in watching you, make them others feel special. Not that we want to give out the big books, but because they are really special. So that was something which is very, very touching for me in my own devotional life and all around. And the other point, as many devotees shared, when we started out, it it was not so positive in terms of the results, but somehow I was connecting back to the message that you were saying. It actually helps us because spiritual blood will nourish the spiritual life. So that was really so encouraging. Okay, I'm doing for the mission and I'm doing for Srila Prabhupada. That's okay, there's no loss. And another thing is we just had to touch the pavement. So there ended the, I'm so driven by the performance mode. Most of the times I was helping with Vamshidhari Prabhu and Lila Shri Mataji, but at one point I had inhibition that if I don't perform, what will happen? So let me not even take that. Let me not even do that service. So I kind of went into that mode. This really helped me. It's not about performance or numbers. I would just give my endeavor and rest is up to Krishna. It was so amazing. And we have distributed, Balram Prasad Prabhu is our lead, and we had such an amazing team, and as Sachin Prabhu was mentioning, we got to know each other, and then we could get so much inspiration and then appreciate the other devotees, which we don't generally get to do that. We distributed 7 Bhagavad Gitas, 1 Krishna book, 3 meditation kits, and 2 small books, and got, I think, almost double of the donation because we got like 30s, 20s.
Haribo!
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. A couple of things, Prabhu. Already expanding on what other devotees shared, Subal Prabhu's experience that talking to that lady. One personal takeaway for me was that if we are sincerely looking for Krishna, sincerely desiring Krishna in our lives, He'll surely send the mercy to devotees in our life. So this lady, she was saying that 4 days back I was listening to Beatles' song and I was thinking, where the Hare Krishnas are. And when she met the devotees, the happiness in her face, and here I could clearly see that Krishna's reciprocation here, and Krishna is really amazing. And the second thing is your demonstration, Prabhu. You walked into this place where people were smoking and not so seemingly nice place. But for me, some of the things that stuck in my mind were reminded were you were practically demonstrating whatever you were preaching, like make people special. You were also seeing something positive and something negative as well. So you were finding opportunity in each and every experience in how to give Krishna's mercy. So that is something which is really striking for me. At least I would like to imbibe some portion of it in this life if possible. So that's something I wanted to share.
Thank you all for sharing your stories, and I especially appreciate how you're talking about getting to know each other better and how it really is a community building service to do this together. I just, if you don't mind, I wanted to share a note that came in on our ISV Weekend Warrior team today. We have 2 Sankirtan leaders, Malani Devi Dasi and Sri Krishna Purushottam, whose initials just happen to be SKP. So he sent in this message, and it to me, he, no matter where he goes, he's back and forth to Europe, to India, and of course in the Bay Area, and he's always thinking how to distribute books. So this happened today with him. 1 Srimad Bhagavatam set at Trader Joe's. 1 lady came to ask me, you distribute books, right? And I said, yes. And she asked me to do you have a Srimad Bhagavatam set? I said, yes, and told her about September 5th, about Bhadra Purnim. And she told me to deliver the set next week at what weekday evening. Her name is Prita, and I'm from Tamil Nadu, and I will go with Sri Kumar Prabhu. She saw me in the apartments one time. She just saw me in the apartments. Good way to start Sankirtan. So see, he embodies that spirit. So even he didn't really have direct contact with her, but she recognized him from going in the apartments. So you just never know. It's like what Prabhu was saying. We always have to be leaving people with a good impression. Even we're not aware, they're noticing us. But I just wanted to share that.
Hare Krishna. I just feel so grateful for your visit here. I don't particularly have a story to share because I was on the phone a lot coordinating things. But I want to say a few things. One is just, as already a few of them mentioned, it's really brought the community together and it's so heartwarming to see that. And there were a lot of gaps because I was in the back. No, I know all the gaps in the organization and what fell apart and all that. And I was a little bit beating myself up that I missed this and missed that. But something that really helped is just what you kept repeating a few times today morning, that each time, you know, each month we change three things, you know, just room for improvement for the next time. And after hearing everybody share what they shared, my heart is just so full that despite all the gaps and everything, you know, they're just totally learning experiences. But everybody had such an amazing time. I mean, all of these stories are so special, actually. So I just wanted to share that, and I'm just so grateful, and I feel very, very hopeful for this community that we can come together and do lots of MSF and just flood the Naperville area and beyond.
Yes, and just appreciating how much energy it takes and what you put into it to make sure that it all works. And it goes to this point that on the team, everybody counts. We all work together, and everybody has a part to play to please Lord Chaitanya by doing this. And whether you're cooking, whether you're organizing, whether you're going out and doing it directly yourself, it's all for one and one for all. We all work together and we all share equal results. And I kept repeating as well, too, that the hardest part of Sankirtan is troop movement. Because that's how you get the big, big results, is you concentrate on that, how to make it more and more efficient and transport devotees out to spots and make sure that there's efficiencies, because actually being out there is just blissful. You don't want to come home, and you'll get better and better at the Sankirtan. Although I'm just amazed at how, like, a lot of you first time and you're like, yeah, the $30 here and the 20 here. I mean, you're amazing. So you're starting at a very, very high level. Somehow Krishna kept telling me Naperville, Naperville, Naperville. And then I can see it now for myself why he was saying that. So the service that you've done, helping to bring this all to bear, and I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for you. So thank you very much. We take a few more because we have to wrap up, but there are other programs coming up. But isn't this nice? I mean, it's really nice hearing what the other devotees are saying. I mean, it's just like Prematurangu, he said her heart is full. And my heart, you know, it's like really bursting, you know. And there's so much faith building in hearing what others have done, especially when you hear somebody, it's my first time out. I was completely afraid. I went out. I did it anyway. I overcame. And here's what happened. And, you know, that gives us a complete understanding that this is happening by the internal energy. And that this is about surrender. It's not about expertise in selling or anything else. This is an opportunity for us to do high sadhana together and to please Krishna in a really a special way. Okay, who's next? We'll take a couple more. One, two, you've been waiting for a long time. Oh, go ahead, you already have it. Start there. One, two, three.
Hare Krishna Guruji. There were two incidences that really moved me, and then I was more of an observer too. The first thing was, well, you were taking a group of devotees to the restaurant. There was a person walking into the restaurant. And I said, hi, you have the Bhagavad Gita. He was very receptive. And then his voice slowed down and he said, honestly, whenever I take Bhagavad Gita in my house, something bad happens to me. I couldn't respond. I was like, okay. Then I said, if not Bhagavad Gita, we have chant and be happy. Would you like, you know, you're saying you want to be happy. You want to take chant and be happy. Then he said, okay, tell me more about it. And then I talked about chant and be happy, and he took a meditation kit. So it turned out good. He also gave a donation.
Nice.
That was very inspiring. Then and I think in the strip mall, there were a lot of people smoking, standing in places, and every time I was profiling, saying that, no, he's not going to take, he's not going to take. And I saw Alex Prabhu go walk and, you know, give two Bhagavad Gitas, three Bhagavad Gitas at a time. And then it was very inspirational for me to see. In the same instance, there was one lady smoking. I just walked by and I said, you know, she said, I don't have any money. I don't have anything to give. So I talked a bit and then finally I gave a chant and be happy. Then her friend walked and said, are you two together? Actually, one thing happened. You know, I asked one of the kids to chant the mantra for her. And then she said, this is not a mantra. This is a song. And this is by George Harrison. And then she liked it. And then... the person who walked, she said, are you Hare Krishnas? Yes, you know, I always go to your cooking class, the Saritamaji's cooking class. I've been going there for 4 years, and she invited me to the Festival of the Colors, saying you should come to the Festival of Colors. So just being out there was very helpful. An opportunity for improvement, at least for myself, was I felt I was frozen in time, in the sense I was seeing people walk, oh, they're too busy, they won't stop. You know, that's an area of growth for me. I'm seeing people just go by thinking they will not be interested, they'll not be interested. But seeing other people, especially Alex Prabhu, I was inspired.
Okay, last two. One, two. Go ahead. Right here. Raise your hand so she can think.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. We went on door-to-door too. This was my first time on door-to-door, although we have gone on MSFs. But door-to-door was a little more fearful. I was happy to hear that it's legal. We were a little... I was a little nervous too, like what if somebody calls the police, because we were not entering the ones that were closed, but the open ones where we could enter. And most of the places I had this question too, like we could hear the dogs barking, and I'm really scared of dogs. So like I was literally praying to Krishna because... we could hear them sending the dog sensing us and coming running towards the door. So that was a little scary moment for us, but it kept going better, because every house we got the same thing, the dogs barking at us, so we became fine with it, probably immune to it. It was nice, like how the first little time it was like people were just shutting off doors or like not being receptive, and then later we were like, it's okay, we're just putting the foot on the ground today, and then it kept better. We got to speak to some Pakistani families who were receptive, and that gave us encouragement, and we kept going, and there were many people, especially the community where we went, everybody was like, probably there was nobody with good income, probably that's what it sounds like. Like they genuinely didn't have money, but they were receptive. We were able to talk to them, chant the mantra with them. And I also, like at one point when we knocked on one door, one person who came out was literally in tears. Like it was like, although they weren't ready to hear much, but it could feel like how this mantra, everything can help people out. There are so many people who are in need of. That was very nice.
Very beautiful. Thank you very much. Last one. And just a tip. When you're going door to door, watch the peephole. Because when nobody's looking through the peephole, it's lighter in color than when somebody is looking through the peephole. So don't space out. Watch the peephole and keep the mantra going. And when you see the peephole go dark, that means somebody's looking at you. When that happens, start waving. Because there's a psychological way in which when people see you waving at them, they think that you're looking right at them. You can't tell the difference when you're looking out the hole and then they start waving. They go, they just saw me. And so then they're much more frequently do they open the door. Okay.
Prabhu, I have some experience back in India, but I don't know, it is related to book distribution, so is it right forum to share that?
I have no idea. Let's hear what it is and we'll tell you if it was good or not.
It's regarding book distribution only.
Okay.
Okay, once one of my Shiksha Guru back in Hyderabad, he gave me a couple of books, Bhagavad Gita's, and he said, by tomorrow I want you to completely sell these books. No, I don't want you to come back with saying that I couldn't do it. So whole day I was trying hard, and I was having around 10 odd books, and almost 9 I could do it, and by evening 7 till night 10 o'clock I was holding that one Bhagavad Gita and trying my heart to sell, and try to give it to so many people, talk to so many people, nothing happened. And then later I planned to go back home, which was around 30 kilometers away. And when I reached home, almost the gas was over, petrol was over, and my mother said, I am running short of medicine. She's a diabetic patient. And then she was pushing me. I said, there is no gas, I'm not going to go anywhere. And then she pushed me, saying that somehow you bring that medicine, otherwise it will be a problem. Later, you know, the first attempt was for me to put a gas in the, I was having Activa scooter, probably Indian devotees definitely know that Activa. And I went to the petrol station, and then that one book was inside that, I didn't know. And all the petrol stations were off, and only one person with one light, I was almost done, he was closing, and then I just entered. And he was putting a gas to the person who was before me. And then later he was putting the gas in that. And the person who was already gone, he was coming back to give the money to the petrol owner. So then he saw this Bhagavad Gita, and in the midnight kind of, you know, I was not even really able to see. He pulled that book and said, hey, this is Bhagavad Gita in Telugu. I want this. I'm looking out for this for last 6 months. Where is this? Has been. I know. I want it. I was shocked. I was thinking, what's happening over here? And then he gave me 500 rupees for that. And then he said, I just can't. If you don't have any copy, please do whatever it is. I want this. You please don't take it away from me. I was not really understanding what's happening. You know, that was a different kind of thing. Prabhu, similarly, I have another two experiences, if you allow me. I wanted to share because it will be inspiring to all of us, so if you are permitting me. One other example is I was holding 20 Bhagavad Gitas, and in the Kukatpally in Hyderabad, I was walking for 2-3 hours, every shop, every door, and nobody was taking not even a single book. And I was seeing Margadarshi Chit Funds. There is a company. And that chit funds, I went inside and I thought, let me do. The reception said that, hey, you are coming in the wrong place. Nobody is going to take this book. This book, we are all busy working here. This is office. How can you get inside? I said, you know, anybody can take it. It's not a problem. If you like it, you can take it. Otherwise, no. Then one lady heard that from other side. And then she called me inside. And then she told me, hey, you really want to sell Bhagavad Gita? I said, yes. Then he said, there is in corner one man is there. He is highly interested. Probably he may take it. And then I made my mind and then went to him and then showed the Bhagavad Gita. And it so happened that he saw me, the Bhagavad Gita as it is in a Telugu. And then he said, we are not crazy to take your books. You understand? And then I was shocked. Oh my God. You know, the other lady said that you are inclined to these kind of books and you are speaking something different. And then he said, basically, you people give books and go away. You get the money. That's it. But who's going to teach us what is there in that Bhagavad Gita? And I was shocked. Then I said, what should I do then? You see, are you going to preach every day? You're coming here at this lunch hour and then I'm going to take it. Okay, I will allow other friends also to take it. Then I was, for the first time, it was my experience. And then I said, okay, I will come and teach you Bhagavad Gita every day. And I never preached anything there. And then I said, okay, if you are promising, then I'll do. And he called all the people and all the 20 gone at one shot. And they said, you start speaking Bhagavad Gita. There are varieties of people like that, Prabhu. So, yeah, that went on. One last example, which, sorry for that. One fine day, the ISKCON Kukatpally, it's a center, and they wanted to raise the funds, okay, and we were around 14 to 15 devotees, doing kirtans. We were running in the streets and trying to get some money and raising the funds as well as pamphlets and book distribution. We had around, in my car, 80 Bhagavad Gitas. And we were trying very hard from morning 8:30 after our prasadam till 1:30, not even a single book went, Prabhu. And almost everybody got frustrated, you know, it's not going to work, you know, we have to go back, it's the lunchtime, prasadam would be waiting in the temple, you know, so kind of thing. And somehow we went into one of the big mall, RS Brothers, which everybody knows here, I hope so. So it's a shop, okay, and then it so happened that when I went, it was a lunchtime, and the owner of that particular person was there. Once in a month, the owner comes and sees the accounts, and he's seems to be inclined to Bhagavad Gita. And then he said, okay, I don't think anybody will buy over here, but all I would like to say is this is a lunch hour, probably go to the fourth floor, okay, and in that floor probably somebody may take it, but do not disturb much here, okay, is that okay with you? Then I said, okay, I will go to the fourth floor. And I went to the fourth floor and started asking one by one. They are not customers, they are employees of that RS Brothers. And two of them were inclined and they were hearing. And one of the person started saying that if you are going to tell us what is very important for us in Bhagavad Gita, and then we may think of buying them. So I was naturally, so almost in 14, 10 were sitting down, 4 we are above. And this is something, you know, what happened is after that, two people were hearing, 4 people were hearing. And then it gathered. Then I said, 250 rupees is this book if you come to the temple. But we are coming to your place. We are selling only for 150 rupees. It's up to you. So it so happened, Prabhu, that now one by one, two books gone, 4 books gone, and I was not having any books. I called the devotees, bring some more books from down. And the gathering was happening. I don't know how it happened, everything. 5, 10, 20, 30. And it so happened that all the 80 books at one go have gone, and there were 30 books still they wanted, and somebody rushed back to the temple and brought another 30, and 110 was the book number at that time. The whole shop, all employees took that book. So it was 18 to 130, nothing has happened. Just want to share that with you.
Thank you very much. So the process is under the internal energy, as we can all experience for ourselves. When you do this book distribution, you have a front row seat to see it for yourself. And this will inspire you in your sadhana. I'm really proud of all of you, the way that everybody worked together, and how all of you who had any kind of hesitation overcame your fears. You surrendered to Krishna, you had realization, we worked together as a team. And as a day to remember. There are so many incidents that happened today, you'll be remembering them for the rest of your life, just in one day. What to speak of a lifetime of doing this kind of service. So we'll pray to Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, that they may empower us to expand this Sankirtan movement, and especially book distribution for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas. Thank you for considering our request. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Nitai Gaura Haribo. 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Nitai Gaura Haribo. 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo.
Natcheri Armarman, 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 Natcheri Armarman,